Commission for Civic Education has challenged the media to complement the Commission's efforts in the fight against drug abuse and trafficking. At a leadership camp in Accra, organized by the Commission with support from the German government, the chairperson of the NCCE, Charlotte Othey, said the media should step up the education on the dangers of drug abuse as well as investigate issues related to drug abuse. We bring you Victoria Hadji's report.
The leadership camp is to empower the youth to go out to educate their peers on the need to abstain from hard drugs. Participants were drawn from 20 communities in Ghana to be trained as ambassadors against drug abuse and trafficking. The chairperson of the NCCE, Mrs. Charlotte Osei, stressed the need for all to get involved in the fight against drug abuse since it deprives the youth of attaining their potential in life.
Clearly, the media has a big role to play. I have been personally shocked talking to the participants in this program and getting their individual stories of how prevalent the problem of drug abuse and drug trafficking is. I think that as a society, we are not really conscious about just how serious it is. The media needs to investigate this matter a bit more, do a lot more work on it, throw some highlights on it so that as a society, we can all come together and start fashioning interventions to curb this problem that is way more serious than we think.
On the timing of the campaign, Mrs. Osei said Christmas comes yearly, but the issue of drug abuse is an everyday affair which needs serious attention.
Clearly it's timely. Christmas comes once a year, but the implications of drug abuse and drug trafficking for your life, on a person's life, there's no time limit to that. So it's always a good time to take control of your future. It's always a good time to take a break and reassess how you're living your life and plan your life for the future. We need to face the future, and this is a good time as any to prepare for the new year.
Some participants at the leadership camp, ending that report by Victoria Ahaji.